You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got one of my good friends on, John Crossman. And what makes John Crossman special isn't that he's one of the leading real estate professionals in the United States. It's that John's dedicated his life to education and professional training for the real estate community. He's made it his life's goal. And I want to welcome my good friend, and I'm going to say it this way, my old and dear friend, John Crossman, to the show. John, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be with you because you're one of my favorite people on the planet.
All right. Well, listen, John, we got a lot to talk about. Thank you for the high five, but let's get rolling because people need to get jobs and they want to make sure they don't mess up their careers. You know, the first thing somebody asks when they get into school, they write that little one paragraph essay with the big letters that don't all look good. They go, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then the person goes through education. They get into high school, they get into college, and now they're on the career track and they want to have a career. But if they're like me when I was in college, all they're doing is they're getting tools, but nobody's telling them how to drive the car on the road. So, John, what is it that you tell students when you meet with them about how to build their career and make sure their career doesn't go off the rails? Softball right at you, John. Hit it out of the park.
Well, you know, I tried very hard to come across like a big brother. I don't want to come across preachy or anything like that. I just look at some of these students we have at University of Florida, University of Miami, Florida State, all the great universities we have around. And, you know, if they're in that room, they're in the room because they made a lot of great decisions to get there.
Right.
Having said that, when they go to this next level, there's a lot of things that, you know, as CEOs, people like you see that have ended the great ones' careers. And I'm trying to get in front of that, trying to talk about the tough issues like drug addiction, or, you know, having an affair in the workplace that can lead to somebody's downfall, or an issue with pride, things like that that, you know, we don't talk about, but, you know, all of us have examples of, I'll say this, a Bill O'Reilly, right?
Oof.
Somebody that's so talented, and how does that happen? You know, and so, and then what can we do, tools can we get them to prepare to not make those kind of career-ending mistakes?
Well, you know, John, one of the things that a lot of young people, and I think everybody in business, is driven by is money. And what I've come to discover is that spirituality and happiness is more valuable than money, because you can earn money, but you can't get the spirituality and happiness. What happens if somebody's got those priorities inverted?
Well, invariably, they won't fill the hole that's inside of them, right? And it won't be enough, and that's when typically they start making some bad decisions. I don't know if you saw a story about recently, it just came out, the University of Southern California's medical school dean.
Sure.
They have videos of him doing meth with prostitutes, with hookers in his office. You know, you think, how does that happen? Well, it's somewhere along the line, there was some wounding in his life, some issues in life that didn't get addressed, and instead of dealing with those painful issues, whatever they are, you know, it's turning to some sort of drug or some sort of addiction, and that's when things really completely fall apart.
You know, on my show, when I talk about people call me and work with me, I say that it's not about me, it's about them. I say, when you call me, it's all about you. Now, that's, again, that's a little bit unusual, but kind of drives to you know, career killer number five that you have listed here, pride. You know, sometimes people can be too prideful. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I've seen it happen many times where people have so much talent, but they don't know how to say, I don't know. They don't know how to say, what should I do? And simply find a way to humble themselves and ask for help. And, you know, the great ones ask for help. You know, if you look at the greatest athletes in the world, they have coaches. They have people look at them and are speaking truth into their life. And it doesn't matter how successful you are, we always can get better, and we can always have ways that we need to ask and seek help. And the ones that have blinders on, whether it's working on a deal, they get so focused on the deal, they won't listen to anybody telling them maybe it's a bad deal or whatever. I mean, let me say it this way. When you think about Michael Jackson or Prince, we lost both of them way too early. And the reason why was, in my opinion, is they were surrounded by yes men. All they had around were people that just tell them, yes, everything's great, instead of any people around them that were speaking truth into them. And I think they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear the truth. They wanted these people to say yes. And that's it leads to death.
Now, I want to ask you one more question, then we're going to go to break, and then we'll talk about the things people use to build their careers. One last career killer that I wanted to talk about specifically, since I'm in the real estate business, the commissions are high, the valuations are big, the money on the table's, you know, 7, 8, 9 figures sometimes. It's huge. And the tension gets up there, the pressure gets up there, and somebody blows a gasket. You take it from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, look, I like the old country expression that goes, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. And, you know, I think it's so great. I'm a devout capitalist. Go out there, make a lot of money. I totally believe in that. The difference is, and I think the way I would advise people to think, as maybe some other people think, is some people think you make money and no one else makes money. I think I make money and everybody around me makes money, right? And I think it's a subtle difference. But people who are trying to make every penny for themselves will often end up with less. You know, go figure, right? So trying to battle for every dollar all the time is a problem. I had a guy recently call me up, ask me to be a consultant on a deal for him, on, need this help. At the end, I just was asking about payment, and frankly, it wasn't for me. I was going to have one of my junior guys help me, but make sure they get paid a little money, and the guy ended the conversation. You know, he wanted me to give $1 million of help for free, and I was happy to give some, but I really was trying to get make sure somebody on my team made a little money, probably needed it, and nope, he's off. And so it's that greed factor will just kill people.
You know, again, I got to say, it's all about them. And you've got to leave something for the next person. You can't really make a good deal. But, John, you can stay for one more segment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because we're going to go. We talked about career killers. We're going to talk about ways to build your career. Some of them are readily apparent. Some of them less so. So stick with us. We're going to talk to John Crossman about how to build your career and then also the unification of the different things in life that leads to the happy life. And that's the real payoff. We're not in it for the money. We're in it to have a good, happy life. The money's extra. Right. More with John Crossman and how to have a happy life as soon as I pay a couple bills. John, thanks for sticking with us. Regan, it's yours.